Episode 3, The Work Van, Exact Change. The crew's latest mission took them deep into Coruscant's industrial underbelly, where they pulled off a daring heist at a heavily secured repair facility to steal a hyper-hydro coupling, a critical part needed to get their van space-worthy again. Flash-sticking and sucker-punching their way through thugs, guard dogs, and unfaithful lovers, they nabbed the unit and escaped via public transit. Thankfully, the bus did not have a no-shoe, no-service policy. But now they must install it and get off-world. With any luck, no one will miss the work van they're about to borrow. If they can get off in one piece, they can finally head towards their rendezvous with Commander Gorvek, wherever that is.
Who's lost a shoe? Did you lose a shoe?
I lost a shoe.
You lost a shoe.
Yeah, it was taken from me by a naked man.
He was in the throes of passion.
He took my shoe. This has become this is going to become an arc. This man stole my shoe. I hate him.
For stealing your shoe?
You try walking around Coruscant with one shoe.
Don't they wear sandals?
Who? The Jedi?
Yeah.
No, that's Jesus. I'm right.
I mean, aren't they basically Jesus?
A sandal is a type of shoe.
There's space Jesuses.
Jesus.
Yes. Space Jesus.
All right, so we're on the bus?
We could go all the way back to the bus. I was gonna.
Oh, you're.
You know, jump fast ahead. Travel? You know, fast travel to the end of the bus ride.
You want?
Did we
want to
do some bus play? Anybody got some ideas for some good bus?
I imagine it's just like we're at the end of that of the graduate. We're just
Taz
sitting in the
still
back.
Presses the button or pulls the cord every single time.
Yeah. You just hear this like ding 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 ding.
Just pulling the cord all the time, just pulling it because he likes the sound.
All right. Eventually that bus ride ends, and you guys get back to the stables, the Jedi stables.
I might have been banned from all Coruscant buses.
At least you got two rides in. You had never ridden a bus before, and now you've ridden one twice. So that's enough for you, I guess, on Coruscant. Anyway.
Yeah. For now.
Okay, but as they kick you off of the bus at the stop you were trying to get to, you guys get back to the Jedi stables. You have the part, and what follows?
Does anyone know how to install a hydro coupling?
My mechanics is very bad, so no.
I thought it was a cup holder.
You guys kept saying that. I kept telling you it was not.
It sounds like a cup holder, though.
Okay, it's a cup holder, but you guys can't launch without it, so. Whatever it is, you can't leave without it.
Does anyone want to try to install the cup holder?
All right, everyone, check your stats.
My
mechanic stats. I have two ability and two difficulty. It's not really great. My mechanics.
No, I've got one ability.
Oh wow,
yeah. A lot better than me. God.
All right. Yeah, you guys head out back to where the van is parked. There's a little landing pad. The van is sitting in the middle of it, and you all approach it. You're all kind of looking at each other because you didn't think that you would get this far. Unsure. What to do next, apparently.
Well, we are, like, looking at each other. Well, do you know cars? Well, how well do you know cars? I mean, I know cars a lot, you know. So who's got the best
What's your character's name?
Kale.
Kale, okay. Hey, Kale, you're, like, my boss, right?
that
means this is your responsibility.
Yeah, so... You have to know someone that can fix stuff around here.
You know, I think I know a guy, but we might need to chip in to kind of sweeten the pot for him to perform this work. Anything you guys can chip in?
No.
Any services poor, like, you can render?
Well,
like what?
I don't know.
Don't laugh. That makes it dirty.
Maybe an IOU for later.
I could definitely write a
yeah, UII. I can write an IOU.
What is it?
An IOU.
Will he accept paninis?
I think a good panini would get him to do the work, yes.
Well, let's find out.
All right. Roll for panini.
Roll for panini.
Roll for panini. I mean, I got some cash I can chip in, I guess. I mean, I didn't waste all my money.
Let's just see if he agrees for the panini first.
Oh, what fine negotiating skills you have.
All right. I guess what will come first? Are you cooking the panini?
No, it's already pre-cooked. I got a bunch of them.
They're in his pocket.
Okay, they're in my pockets. You're going to give him a pocket panini?
Yeah.
You're not even giving him the decency of giving him a fresh panini?
No.
All right.
Would you? I don't know this guy. He's not a friend.
You don't know this guy. You only need him to do something for you.
Yeah, and I'm giving him a panini over it.
Okay. You can roll a negotiation, but it will be a setback for this being a body temperature panini.
Body temperature.
I guess this would be Matt Stroll rolling the negotiation because he is the one. Kale is going to be calling.
So what? Any adjustments to them?
You're not
to
rolling.
Any modify?
Okay.
No, I'm not rolling.
So negotiation with some difficulty.
Yes, I guess just two difficulties. Fine.
I think it should be one. He's his boss.
He's not negotiating with you.
No, but the other guy is.
So two difficulties, fine. Sorry.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, you forgot to roll the setback. Sorry. In the dice roll, you will have to add one setback, which is the black die.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Body temp panini's not going to do it, huh?
Yeah. So I imagine you're ringing this person up.
Hey, Cal, got a part need installed. Got a panini, pretty good one, if I may say
what
so.
What you talking about? Like a panini? What am I going to do with a panini?
It well, here's the best part. It goes in your pocket. Take it
what?
With
it's
you.
Like a panini pocket.
A panini pocket.
It's like 12:30.
Well, here's the best part. You can save it for tomorrow.
Sounds like it's already been saved.
Nah, this is, I guarantee you, the freshest, smallest panini you've ever had.
This is
don't forget
some terrible negotiation.
Well, here's the thing.
Is it the best thing?
It's a good panini.
Who's that?
Hi, I'm Taz.
Oh, I know you. You're always making my life hard. You're always damaging the van, and I gotta fix it.
Me? No.
Well, here's the deal. We'll give you a panini, and I'll make sure Taz stays out of your hair for the foreseeable future. How does that sound?
For, like, ever? That would be great.
Yeah, let's... Well, I'll try to keep him away from you as much as possible.
Wait, why did I?
All right. All right,
they're just like bumps and scratches. I don't like destroy anything.
Sometimes you do.
Well, isn't that what you get paid for?
Headaches?
Well, I mean, that's on you.
No.
Let's maybe dial it back a little bit, you know. So, Cal, overall, let's, you know, panini, get Taz out of your hair, a little tune-up.
All right. Just as long as it's not one of those hyper-hydro cuplinks.
And what if it is?
Oh, boy. Do you got two paninis?
Does he want another one?
I'm afraid she's gonna have to take that other panini.
All right, fine. I'll take your damn paninis. I'll be over in a jiffy.
Did you hang up?
Thank you, Cal. Appreciate it.
Yes, I hung up.
Okay, because let me tell you, he did not clarify that he's only getting one.
Out of character, but I'm really happy to hear my paninis are a hit.
Yeah, and they're here, like, you know, in person. So, you know.
They look like
oh, they really are, too.
They're not baked potatoes. They're wrapped. They're wrapped in, you know, foil for you know.
You wrap baked potatoes in foil, too.
What?
You wrap baked potatoes in foil, too.
Some might say that's why it looked like a baked potato.
Okay, yes. Well,
a big square potato.
What's your point? I don't have a baked potato for you. I have a panini.
But we need two.
Does two paninis add to a baked potato?
No. I just said it looked like a baked potato.
So
turns out we need a baked potato now.
So Clyde, if you don't want to give your extra panini away, is there any way you can make that other one look a little bit bigger?
Maybe I'm going to combine two. I'll combine two paninis to make one giant panini. How about that?
That's still, you know.
That's the opposite of what we need.
It's getting two paninis anyway.
It doesn't matter.
How about
I have
this?
Two
How
more.
About instead of giving them two paninis, I have paninis, a lot of paninis. I'll put them on
you guys
top
don't
of each other.
And give them
understand
one
how
panini.
Many paninis I have. I'm actually a little weighed down by paninis.
That can be arranged.
So give him two paninis.
I mean, he didn't really want to. He didn't really sell it to me. That's what I'm saying. He didn't seem like he wanted.
We're trying to sell it to him.
Wow.
Who's been carrying this thing the whole time? I imagine it's still Uli who had it in the beginning.
Like, yeah.
just give him the stupid paninis.
All right, fine. He can have two paninis combined into one mega panini.
All right.
No.
It's a meganini.
All right. Now I'm here. So.
Oh crap! I start making it.
How about
to the
how
side.
About one panini now and one panini after I put in the part.
I got one panini. It's a mega panini. You can have it right away.
Can I have just a bite?
No, no. You have to eat it all. You have to be enthusiastic about it.
You're bullying this man.
Yeah, why are you bullying me? You're asking me for a favor, and you are telling me how to eat my panini.
I make fine paninis, sir.
I
make very
even
fine
know
paninis.
Why I'm here it for is, a panini. It was quite not a
quite
good
Quite frankly,
offer.
The paninis have become part of my character very quickly, and I was a little surprised about
okay.
it.
Okay, so where did the paninis come in the first place?
They were from my...
You might say you just made them up. Right?
In my pocket.
Well, can't you just make up some more and just give me the panini? It costs you nothing.
That sounds like it's someone else's fault, not mine.
Well, it costs him something.
No, yeah, it's costing no, we're not gonna we're not gonna get into specifics about the paninis, damn it.
The ingredients like have to add up to something. All right.
You can have my paninis.
All of them?
You can have two.
All right, that's what I asked for. That's why I came over. That was the agreement.
I was going to combine them, but apparently that's not good enough.
I'll combine them if I want to.
All right, fine.
So can I have a bite?
You should, though. Yeah, of course. Go have a bite. I hold it out to you. Roll for bite.
All right. Well, now Kale is going to get under the... not Kale. Cal. I get no respect.
That's not confusing.
Yeah, it's weird. We have the same name. They're just jumbled up. he gets under the van and he starts going to work. I guess.
How do you know this guy? She Uli asks Taz and Kale.
As you've had more run-ins with him than I have.
Well, this guy's
yeah, don't remind me.
Hey, he was talking to me, bud, not you.
Also,
so yeah. How do you know this guy?
What's his name?
He's the mechanic here at the stables, repairing all the vehicles and whatnot for the animals.
What? You're talking. Wait. Hold on. Where's my out of character card? I don't have one. Here's a piece of paper.
Now you're out of character. You're telling
me that the Jedi Temple, not only does it have stables, it has a dedicated mechanic for the vehicles of those stables.
Yes.
It's a complicated endeavor. And I'm a bit of a freelancer. And I'd appreciate it if you didn't comment.
Hey, I was out of character when I made those comments.
Oh, that's right. I didn't hear that.
I'm just gonna take that was you, Tiger, talking with that accent at me. All right. So far I have for my day minus two paninis.
A jack of all trades.
Yeah,
what else do you do?
I fix stuff around here.
Well, he's a jack of something.
He's the best mechanic I know that we can get this done ASAP. So let's
especially since it's the middle of the night.
I mean, he is the only mechanic here.
I work for peanuts.
You work for paninis.
Paninas.
It's pronounced panini.
Pronounced paninas.
Cal. What's your name?
My name is Cal.
You work for paninis, not peanuts.
Today, I work for paninis.
Yes. See? Here you got it. Good job.
Maybe this guy's having a midlife crisis. Like, what am I doing right now?
Why is he rolling so much?
It just takes a while to put these in.
You got to try them, though. So that was for the carburetor. Take care of all of it.
Yeah, but it's a triumph for him. And his goals are not exactly aligned with yours.
Who? The mechanic?
Cal.
He's a villain?
Well, we don't know.
His name's Kale?
No, it's the E is silent.
Look, this van that we're taking, is this meant for like a long-term voyage? Like, how big is this thing? I'm taking a look at it.
What?
What do you mean
like long-term voyage? Like across town?
Like city. a little further space. Than that. Like if we go to space and have to be in space for like a day or a week or a month or a year or however long this campaign takes us.
Oh God, no.
Oh, okay, great. So more of a
no. We just gotta go meet Captain Trevolger.
Well, dude,
what's his name? I can't remember.
Gorbachev.
okay. Yeah, you could probably get to space with this, but hopefully you don't get into any like battles or anything. Well, let me put it to you this way. It's kind of like, traversing the ocean in a motorboat.
Oh.
Okay.
That doesn't sound too bad.
No, that actually sounds pretty
good. It's got a motor. That's fine.
Can I go hyperspeed?
No. Do you need to?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I'm not a map man.
No, we just need to go to the front of No Man's Land.
Yeah.
No Man's
Land. What he said.
What?
I think they mean Blood Meridian.
Yeah, yes. We need to go to Blood Meridian.
We need to get
Dark
on
Meridian.
Our side of the Meridian.
Are you insane?
No, it's not that far.
You guys don't look like soldiers to me.
There's no soldiers out there.
Absolutely there? Aren't. You astute observation.
You don't look like a mechanic to me.
Wait, hold on. He's literally underneath the car right now, guys. Quick sidebar.
Okay, sidebar.
Taz. Are we in character or out of character?
No, this is in character and out of character. Taz, this guy is doing us kind of a big favor. I got shitty mechanics, dude. I can't fix this thing.
He said he doesn't like me, though, so if he doesn't like me, I don't like him.
That's such a... It feels like... I don't know what kind of logic that is.
No, I'm not going to treat him with respect.
Okay. I hear what you're saying, and I respect your point of view.
He don't get no respect.
He doesn't get none. You don't get one, and not respect either. But maybe we just pretend to like him and play nice until we get what we want. And then after that, he'll go away with two paninis.
Well, I want him to go away sooner.
Right, okay, but we gotta get him. No. This is a sidebar.
I wasn't talking to you, Cal.
But we gotta get him to fix the van.
Also,
fix the van.
Can I say that I never agreed to go to the Blood Meridian? That's where you need to go.
I was thought you were about to say, can I just say, I never agreed to get into this game about paninis and and arguing with this
man.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to be space Jedi. It turns out it was just
a man that was literally invented 15 seconds ago that all of a sudden I hate with a passion.
That guy sucks. Yeah, no, we just need to get to the front lines of the Blood Meridian.
That's more of like an inside the van conversation we can have. But I think
Did he fix the van or not?
Hey, Taz, do you have any animals to feed?
Oh yeah, they all probably need to be fed.
All right.
I'll also add that maybe you guys didn't pick up on this, but the three of you have never left Coruscant. Nor know how to drive, but
we're optimistic.
Kale has come from he's a little bit more worldly or galaxy-ly in that he's come from the Outer Rim, so he does have some experience. He's not like a seasoned pilot, but he is more of a pilot than any of you.
Are you talking about you, Cal, or Matt Cal?
No, I'd be doing a silly accent if it was the mechanic.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So turns out I told a lie a little bit earlier. We're not actually going to rescue animals.
What?
I mean, kind of like in a bigger sense, if you think of all of us as animals, then yeah, I mean, we're probably rescuing some. But well,
now that you put it that way, I'm on board.
I didn't know you were off board. Good to know you're back on.
Well, you said you lied about saving animals.
I lied to Kale.
I got off board when you said that. But then you compared me to an animal, and it brought me right back on.
I couldn't help but overhear your conversation that's been taking a long time and is very animated. You guys keep saying the Blood Meridian. I assume you're talking about the Dead Meridian, and I'm assuming you're not actually want to go there.
No, we just need to get to the front lines of it. We're not going to cross the Dead Meridian. We just need to get to the front to speak to a general. Cal, I don't know why you're having a problem wrapping your head around this.
Jeez, I hope this mission you're talking about isn't secret or otherwise classified, because you just did tell me a lot about it.
You were underneath the car.
Well, I'm back up here now trying to
get back underneath the car.
Trying to help you. That's all Cal, I've been doing.
All I keep hearing is you threatening us.
Cal, put in the cup holder.
Okay. Put in the cup holder.
It's in. Cal is gone.
All right. Thank you, Cal.
Go on back to your discussion.
Cal.
Okay, first off, Blood Meridian is a book by Cormac McCarthy. Out of character. That's where that's from.
Kudos. Never heard of her.
Never heard of him. In character. Yeah. Yeah, so we lied. We're not saving animals. In animalistic adoption sense, Taz, just so you're on board with the conversation.
Yes.
We lied. We're definitely taking this van, and we're definitely hopping off world.
Anything else?
I've been off world before, but I was very young, so you know.
Anything else you guys haven't told me?
Oh, probably a lot, but I mean, it's, you know, learn as you go sort of thing.
Something like we're working for a shady cabal of undercover Jedi people.
And that's the kind of stuff I meant. Like maybe we could discuss later.
What? No, really. Because I kind of felt like I got sacked into that situation.
You're just hungry.
No, I am hungry. I got. I mean,
no,
I lost
Kale,
it.
You know most about me. You're my boss, so you know most things.
As I would say, that's true. These other two got an icky feeling about them.
We just met each other. Icky. We just met each other. Like, I don't know. 6 hours ago, maybe?
That sounds about right.
That's what I'm saying. Why are you, I don't know why I have to be so quiet about being abducted and being sort of forced into doing this thing. I mean, I still want to do it. I mean,
it's cool. It's weird that the three of us were picked. One, we don't know each other. And two, I mean, I can see why I was picked. I'm not sure why you two were picked.
I mean, I got talents.
You got talents?
I got talents. Yeah.
We're waiting.
So you guys don't know each other.
Can we'll, you know, be pretty cool in a tight situation.
I got things I offer.
I
flashed somebody.
About to ask some questions, Matt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, go ahead. We've been yammering.
Oh, no. Well, so you guys don't know each other, and you were all kidnapped.
We were sacked. We were
kid sacked.
Sacked, yes.
Kid sacked.
So what else do we need to get this mission off the ground?
A car.
We got that. Check.
All right. Now we need to go re-meet with Commander Gorbachev.
Okay.
He's on the front lines of the Dead Meridian.
Dark Meridian. The Meridian.
I think it's Dead Meridian.
I thought he said Red Meridian.
It's definitely the Dead Meridian. I'll lead you guys there, but are we... I'm feeling a little bit underprepared for this.
Well...
Oh, aren't we all?
We're all getting $100,000 for it. You want some? You want some of that?
$100,000, huh?
Yeah, $100,000.
Each. And you just are.
Oh, sorry. What?
All together?
You want that money?
Taz, thank you. Thank you for calling that out. So, I'm gonna need a little bit from you, kind of get this ship off the ground. How does that sound?
How about you just, we all go, you know, when we get the money, we go splitsies.
Yeah, we don't get the money until we get back.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's $100,000 between all of us. I mean, it's not all much more to add an extra character to the game.
Uli pulls out her little pocket calculator and starts doing some math. Yes. math. $25,000. That's what I'll throw in. If you're in, you're in. Everyone else match it. We're good. We're all even.
I'll say
math works.
Everyone matches that. We got a deal.
All right, fine.
We're good, right?
Because we actually
have a better world. Yes, boss. Whatever you say, boss.
Oh, this is.
I'll do whatever you want.
If you want to take all of Taz's money at this point, I'm 100%.
You want to take responsibility and control of Taz, you can go right ahead. He's been a handful.
He is.
You know, once we step off this planet, Taz is no longer my responsibility.
No. You wanted a part of this team. This is your responsibilities, all right? Yeah, he runs in the traffic. We're sending you after him.
I'm going to need another
babysit Taz.
I'm going to need another 10 from both of you two.
I can offer you a panini.
Make it a
with
mega
a bite
panini.
Taken out of it.
Make it a mega panini. We got it.
No, it's a mega panini with a bite taken out of it. He didn't take the rest of it. It was a very strange offer.
What types of proteins we talking?
Bacon and ranch and chicken.
Ranch isn't a protein.
All right.
All right. I think you guys came to a little, you know. In your roundabout way, I think you are starting the process of bonding as a team. I think you've all found a nice little role for yourselves. And perhaps it's time to board the ship or van.
I was curious, how big is, like, realistically, how big is this van? Like, is this something that has, like, living space, or is it more of just, like, a transport?
Like, does it have a name?
It does have a name. You start looking over on the side of the... are you back, Andy?
I think so for now.
Okay. Andy, we offered your whole share in order to be to Cal to babysit you. So
I don't like that idea.
Well, you'll never find out the truth unless you listen to the podcast.
All right, roll a perception check, Clyde.
Failed, but I got one advantage.
You see some writing on the side of the ship that seems to suggest a name, but it's in symbols that you don't quite understand.
Symbols. I think I understand them.
What do they say?
Pizza delivery.
That would be a strange thing to be written on the side of a zoo delivery van. But
I've clearly lied. Here, I'll roll the deception right now if you want.
No. Okay. But you know, it's big enough to walk around in. I'm trying to think of a good. I think once you get inside, you'll have a good sense of how big the van is. So no, you can live in it. But it's not really. It's probably more like an 18-wheeler than it is like, you know,
less
like
RV.
An RV.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
All right. You guys walk around to the back of the van. You open up the back. Platform comes down. It's a ramp, and you guys ascend the van. You are now inside the van.
I walk into the van.
All right, you guys have walked into the van.
Anyone calling shotgun?
No.
No, who drives? Who flies?
Well, clearly the only person with maybe piloting experience.
Yeah, oh. Kale has to fly.
Okay. I forgot all about that. Guys, I gotta admit, I forgot all about that. I panicked for a second.
You thought you might have to fly.
I mean, I was willing to give it a shot, but you know.
Oh yeah, you guys get inside. You see a little bit of the cargo that's in there. You know, I'd say this is probably roughly. It's a good representation of how big the van is.
Yeah. No, I get it. Mostly cargo. A little bit. Looks like there's a bathroom.
Yes. Yeah, that is. I forgot what it's called. I know it's called a refresher. I don't know. Is there a word for
lavatory?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Recycler? Or is that
for the bathroom?
Poop hole?
Yeah, that's a different campaign. The poop hole.
Gonna waffle stomp it.
No,
Bridget. Enough.
Yeah. That's what they're called in Star Wars universe. The waffle stomper.
All right. Yeah. You guys get on the ship. I imagine that Taz, you've been on the ship, but mostly just in the back, like loading and unloading stuff.
Yeah.
Kale, you have driven the ship through Coruscant to pick up supplies and. On the occasional run to get animals, to pick up animals from orbit. Like big ships will come in, you have to pick them up in orbit and then bring them down to the zoo. So you two are a little bit familiar with the Hokohana.
Good old Hokohana. Just want to say one bit of advice. These red barrels, this water is not potable. So don't try it.
Cannon.
Good to know.
Other than that,
I mean, we won't need that. We can always stop by a Space Casey's on our way out. You know, I'm sure they got water.
So, I'm really struggling here. You know, you guys say we want to stop at a Space Casey's. I thought we got a somewhat important mission.
Well, is something that's like really. Depends on every single person, but I get what you're saying. Yeah, man, let's jet.
If you guys want to, I guess we're pretty stocked up here already. Any last minute requests before we head out?
I'm good.
Tunes?
Any panini materials needed?
No, I'm well taken care of.
All right. These doors here, you can head up, Matt Stroh, into the cockpit. There you go.
Oh.
I mean, anyone can go up there. I guess the door is open unless Matt closes the door behind him.
I would like to have a co-pilot to at least pass the time with.
May I suggest Taz?
Taz, get up here, buddy.
Oh.
That was a sarcastic suggestion, but it is your name. Was...
Taz, you're going to need to... You're going to need to learn how to fly this one day, maybe. Want to learn from the best? And by best, I mean...
I do want to learn from the best, but... Where are we going to find him on board?
Okay, Andy, you can't... You cannot just be, like, knocking down everybody all the time.
Taz, do you want to help with maybe some of the pre-flight checks?
Ooh, yeah, I need to flip buttons.
Yeah, can you flip all these buttons, please, for me?
Yes, and I flip all of said buttons.
All right.
Almost over-enthusiastically.
Yeah. Ooh, something does not look right. Taz, did you hit... You didn't hit that button at the bottom, right?
Which button at the bottom?
Taz.
All right, you hit the button at the bottom. Yeah, what happened?
I probably did.
Yeah, this makes your launch a little bit rockier. I'm gonna say all of you suffer a strain at liftoff, but. Does
my perfect score?
All right. The jets do ignite, and you head up into space. Congrats!
Space.
Yes,
we made it.
Okay, because it looks like at the front of the ship, like it's just like one seat, but like not a lot of windows. So I'm kind of like, I'm leaning forward and like pressing into Kale's body. Is like, I'm just kind of staring out the windows, Taz, to see all the stars more clearly.
Taz, personal space. Taz, come on, buddy.
What?
Let me get things set on autopilot and then.
Yeah, but do you see all these stars?
Yeah. There's a lot of them, Taz. Yes.
There is a lot of them.
Can you give me just 2 seconds, and then you can sit in the big voice chair, please?
Do you think someone's visited them all?
Yeah. There's probably been at least one person. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Taz just sits back in the chair.
All right.
I'm going to be the fifth.
I'm going to go take now that we got things on autopilot here, I'm going to go rest up a bit. We'll be there in no time.
Wait, so you're gonna leave?
It's on autopilot. Taz, just need you to not press any buttons. And if you can make sure that the rest of your little crew make sure they don't do anything stupid, that would be appreciated. Well,
I gotta stay up here to make sure I don't press any buttons. I don't know how I'm going to keep them from, behaving themselves.
So
back there.
You just don't.
If I have to be up here,
you just don't press the buttons. Go ahead.
What is Clyde and Uli doing in the back?
I'm reading my little red book that has no words in it.
Okay, so you're sitting reading,
Uli probably took a quick look around the ship. She's kind of just taking stock of what they actually have. Because I'm assuming this is somewhat decked out for space travel, but... Kale's right, we did no preparation whatsoever. But she's just kind of walking around, looking at stuff, and then sees Clyde up there with his book, and kind of as she walks past, she sees that... Does that have no words in it?
What? No. I mean, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah. No, it's super weird. So is it like a diary?
No. So when I was in the library working and I found it and it has no words in it, and right after I found this, I got sacked.
You got sacked?
It's been kind of a mystery for me. It's been in my pocket this whole time.
But
it's got no words in it. It's a red book in a place that was notoriously almost all blue books, by the way. And it's, I don't know, it's got no words in it. I have been trying to figure it out. Maybe I'm trying, you know.
Does it have a title?
Does it, Tiger?
No, it's just red.
Just red.
Just red.
But rather unread, if you think about it.
Whoa. That's pretty good, dear.
All right.
Yeah.
Roll a either.
No, I'm going to roll resilience to not push any buttons.
Okay.
I'm going to make this game harder for me.
I did not push any buttons, but I thought about it. Thought about it.
It's pretty threatening.
I almost did. I almost pushed it. Like,
then you got.
Nope.
You got
to. I was told not to.
Slap on the wrist. You're kind of studying the book because you've been fascinated with it, and roll a lore check.
I succeeded.
Okay. You see on the in the paper that it's a little bit in this type of book that you're used to seeing. The paper is unusual. The binding or the cover and binding are old, but the inside is kind of new, as if someone removed all the pages and put in a bunch of blank pages. Inside those pages, you see a bit of an impression on there.
Huh? Uh-huh.
And you notice that there's a phone number. You can read the phone number from the impressions. You remember that scene in The Big Lebowski, when he does the...
It wasn't a phone number in that one, though.
No.
It was the dude with the big dick.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm seeing right now?
Well, you're seeing
like
that.
All of a sudden, okay, so I'm, like, freaking out because I can finally get a chance to look at this, and I find it on a random page, and I'm, like, looking at it in, like, the light, like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Lumi. Umi. What's your name? Umi.
Uli.
Uli.
Yeah.
Can you read this number? I'm kind of old.
Uli takes a look at it. I'm assuming she can, or do you need me to roll?
No, you can read it.
Yeah, yeah, I can read that number.
What's it say?
123 Big Street. No, I don't know.
I see 773202.
Boop, 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 boop.
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
No, that was it. 773202.
Okay. It's a phone number.
Yeah, it's a phone number, man. Yeah. Do you have a
space phone number?
Yeah, do you have a cell phone? Do you have a communicator? What do they call them in Star Wars? I don't know. Do you have a communicator?
Communicator.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I found it. I lost it for a little bit, and then I found it underneath the shelf. My comp.
Oh.
This is both in and out of character.
Yeah, we all have a comp. Tiger broke his because he's rough
it.
With his tool. He's rough with his toys. with his fake comm links.
Okay.
We'll call the number.
There's no numbers on it, though, by the way.
Okay. Are you going to call it?
Yeah, I'm going to call it.
Okay. You call it. It rings. It rings. And then, this is the office of Plo Koon. Please leave a message. Jedi Master Plo Koon, that is. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Can I wait? Did I overhear? Did I overhear that?
No, you didn't overhear. Shut up. I found your lost book. You want it? Call me back. Bye.
Did you tell him who you were or the callback number?
No, he's got it. He's got to have like Star 69, right?
Star Wars.
This is Star Wars in the 90s, right?
Yes, he has Star Wars 69.
Believe it or not, Plo Koon's not at home.
Second time voicemail has come up in this. This is going to be a great campaign. All right.
This is going great. So what does that mean? What does that mean, Plo Koon? Like, where you just found this at your job, and it's got Plo Koon's number on it?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Well, that's weird.
If he wants it back, he's going to call my number. I gave him, I told him to star 69 me.
You didn't tell him that?
Yeah, I mean, you were here. You heard what I said. But anyway, yeah, hopefully I find out more about that, because this little thing's a mystery. Do you think he planted it? I don't know.
Roll,
maybe.
I'm going to continue.
Roll a perception check, you went into the back room here. Is that accurate where you're actually at?
Yep. Trying to get some shut-eye.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Everyone keeps yelling about books and calling random numbers.
And we're just shouting. Call him back!
You said, what roll?
Perception. It's just easy. So, or not easy, but two dice. Not normal. All right. You notice on the ground there seems to be a collection of torn up cloth and paper. It looks like something has been nesting in this room.
Looking around, there looks to be some denting in the vent. Potentially something that maybe is brooding. While things are quiet, I can hear a little cuckoo, cuckoo.
Yeah, you do kind of hear rustling coming through the vent. And so yeah, you do hear rustling in the vent as well. All right, what are you doing?
Trying to go to the bathroom.
Okay. This is not a door, though.
Oh.
This is a door. There you go.
Oh, that's the mirror. Oh, no wonder why it didn't work.
All right. Roll a easy perception check, please. Actually, well, yeah. Let's see how much you notice in this.
A lot.
You notice that the toilet bowl is empty, which you know from your job usually means that something is drinking out of the toilet.
Huh. Weird. Okay. All right. I go back out. I don't flush.
Huh.
What do you? You don't flush at all? Do you use?
Did you use it?
Water, I guess
there was no water in there when you started.
Wow! Why don't you just roll for combat?
There's
on that
water
one
in there now.
Right. Roll for icky.
I go back and I see.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes. I see Klein Uli go, hey. I think there's something else on this ship.
Uli immediately is going to pull out her blaster. What do you mean on the ship?
I mean, like, an animal or something.
Like a mouse?
Calm down.
A space mouse?
She puts her knife away and then pulls out...
I think it's a little bit bigger. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Is that a marmot?
Pulls out her knife.
Judging by how much water they drank out of the toilet before I went in there, it's a rather sizable...
It is rather sizable.
You got all this from the toilet water?
Yeah, the toilets hold a lot of water.
All right, let's go see this toilet.
No, let's not go see the toilet. What do you mean there's something else on the ship? Is there like a person?
Is it a snake? Because I don't do snakes.
I don't know exactly what it is.
Is it a serpent?
Okay. Well, hey, go get Kale. He knows the ship. Does it have like banners or something?
He's sleeping.
And as you guys say that, you hear something running with the zoomies in from coming above you. Like a cat with zoomies.
So Uli definitely has her gun out and she's like following it with her gun. The noise.
Like, Uli, stop it.
I've got my book ready.
The vents aren't big enough for like anything to be like a threat.
Nothing you have said has made me feel better about the fact that there is a loose something on the ship that's big enough to drain a toilet bowl.
That you didn't flush.
That you didn't
other flush. Other people are on the ship.
So you, why would you go look at the toilet anyway? I never told you I didn't flush.
Okay, and as you guys are bickering, you hear some munching noises from up above. It's, the ship stops.
Oh.
Okay,
you hear a roop, 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 and the ship stops.
I would like to check out the, like, the vents.
Let's take a break there first.
Fresh.
So, where were we?
Taz, you're getting up in the...
I'm going into the vents.
Okay.
With a flashlight to look around.
All right. What would that be? Athletics, maybe?
There's no investigation.
No, it's just perception.
But I mean, you gotta get up there, right? Yeah, they're like
right. Yeah.
Hi.
Let's see. My athletics. Okay, I can do athletics.
Okay.
I failed somehow.
You're hanging on in there. It's not a smooth transition from the floor onto a crate and into the vents as you were hoping it would be. So you're not getting a whole lot of look of anything up there just yet. But you can feel the rattling. There is something in the vents. I guess you guys already knew that, but it's pretty big. You could tell that the vent is big enough for you to fit in it. So the whatever is up there could be as big as you are.
Kale.
Is
he still sleeping?
Okay.
Now we can wake him up.
All right, guys.
You can hear him yell through the vent.
Can you guys keep it down in there?
Sorry.
There is something in the vent. The ship stopped. The vent, there's something up there.
Clyde, can you push me into the vent?
Taz, simple test, Taz. One.
I didn't push any buttons.
All right. So what are we dealing with here, folks?
I don't know. Just push
possibly
me into the vent.
Possibly a varmint.
It's possible a varmint.
It could be a varmint.
Taz, this is your area of expertise.
Yes, that's why I'm just shoving him up into the vent.
Like,
all right, I help you as well. Get him up there.
Yeah, we're shoving.
And then I just start kicking for no reason. I just start kicking as soon as I can, like start climbing it.
And you guys, stop it! Stop it!
And you guys push him up in there. Now you have Taz in the vents.
Well, all right, hey. That's half. We know half of what's in here, so we're doing better.
You hear coming around the back of you. You're kind of crammed in there, so you can really only go one direction. You can't turn around in the vents. sneaking up behind you, you feel a swipe at the back of your legs.
Oh, then I keep kicking.
And you hear, rah! And a scurry away.
Hey.
Can I roll for something that's not in the scene?
There is definitely something else up here. It scratched my legs and I kicked it. Don't know what it is. I'll report in as soon as I know.
Okay.
Wait, do you guys have communicators?
Who is this?
This is Clyde.
Oh, hey, what's up, Clyde? I didn't have your number saved, so I didn't know.
Yeah, now we got it saved.
Now I got it saved, so I never.
Now we can always communicate from here on out.
And I never have to ask that question again.
Yeah, we're past this point.
Yes, to you anyway.
But Uli, we're exchanging phone numbers. Everybody else has used their phone at least once at this point.
Yeah, she's next to me. She heard me make a phone call. We shared numbers.
Also, he's just in the vent above us. We can hear rattling. We can hear
this
him.
This is one of those things, like in stories, like, do they exchange information for phone numbers at some point in time? Like, yeah, give me your number before we go on this heist.
Is no one concerned about the rattling in the vent?
Yes, I am. That's yeah, he's why up
there.
I'm up
Don't
here.
Worry. Our best man's up there.
That was, by the way, one wound to you. They scratched you.
Scratched your leg.
Scratched buttocks.
Scratched buttocks.
No, not my buttocks. My best feature, aside from my man bun.
I don't know. You're pretty handsome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can we just start shooting at it?
Don't shoot at it. You might hit me.
Okay.
More importantly, you might hit the animal.
Okay. And you guys heard him swipe at Taz and sort of go back the other way. So at this point, you have this thing. It's just rumbling in the vents back and forth. And then all of a sudden, the vent comes crashing down and this white mass flops on the ground and stands up tall. It is a wampa.
Marmot!
Kill it with a fire! What the hell is this?
It's a marmot!
Can I see? He is pissed. No, you can't see it because you're in the vent.
Yeah, you decide to go up at the vent. You stay up there.
But you heard the crash, so you could head towards where you think the vent.
Is it attacking us? Like, is it coming after us? What is it doing?
It's mad. It's scared, and it's mad. And it's sort of starting to stand up and getting into an offensive posture.
All right, I got my flash stick out of my robe.
Yeah, Watch Uli's out. Pulling her gun out, too.
Well, flash stick, we'll stun it first, and then we'll do something
guys,
with
hold
it.
Hold on. I know these wampas. Right?
I'm pretty skittish, man.
All right.
It's a wampa.
If I say flash, you close your eyes.
Okay, I am going to put us into combat now. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So roll initiative. If you go to the combat tab.
Okay. Wait. How do you roll initiative?
It's on the combat.
Should be that little die next to your name.
Wait a minute.
If you go to the combat.
Sorry. I was in the wrong spot.
I am struggling here.
It's in. So what are you struggling with?
I don't remember where it's at. It. Yeah.
So
it's on the side. It's not under combat. It's like by the swords.
Oh, sorry.
On the same. Yeah, that was my mistake. It's on the same tab as like the chat.
Just initiative, right?
Yes.
So my allergies are going crazy. I'm like fucking sneezing.
Maybe you're allergic to wampas.
Allergic to bullshit.
Are you waiting on me? Do I have
a Debbie? Yeah, the wampa has not rolled. And so if you go on the tabs where like the chat tab is on the sidebar on the right side.
Yeah.
Matt, if you hit the... Are you in there yet?
Yeah.
You should have like a D20 next to your name.
Oh.
And if you click on that, you can roll the initiative. Well, I guess the Wampa does not have
anything against him.
Let's all gang up on him. Kick him.
I thought when I rolled, there was a couple of dies against the difficulty die. But I don't
know. Okay. I can roll for you, Matt.
Yeah, sorry, I can't find it.
Okay. Just roll. I will go to combat tracker. And all right, so the Wampa actually rolled the worst. And the first slot, so we'll be going through this for the first time with you, Matt. But
so I'll run up and kick him.
Okay. So the way that it works is that any friendly slot can be taken by any player character, and then any enemy slot can be taken by any enemy character. So in the first round, you can go in one order, and then the second round, you can do a different order.
Yeah.
It looks like Taz has already claimed the first. You are stuck in the vents. For your turn, you can take either two maneuvers or a maneuver and, what is it, an attack? Yeah.
Action.
Any action is basically something that needs a roll. But you can do maneuvers like move closer or move back or grab something. Those come free, basically. So hopefully Andy and Bridget and Boo remember enough that they can be good examples for you.
Yeah, it's gone well so far.
Yes. All right, Taz.
I would like to crawl and find the hole that the Wampa fell out of.
Okay.
And I hope that's like close enough to the point where I can like kind of stick my head down and see what's going on and try to like convince everyone not to shoot. He's just scared. Or she's just scared.
Okay. It is kind of all the way around the U, but you stick your head out of where the open vent is, and you can, so that's one maneuver, and then you yell out to everyone else because they can see you now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to yell, like, don't shoot it, don't hurt it. It's just an animal. It doesn't know what's going on.
Can I flash on it? Scared. Can I blind it?
No, don't hurt it.
It's going to hurt us.
Has it?
Okay, next friendly slot. Who wants to go?
Uli, you're trigger happy, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'll go. When hearing him say, like, don't shoot it, don't kill it, I'm going to set my gun. I don't know if I actually can set my gun to stun. I don't know if that's how that works.
It should say stun setting on it if it has, well, your stabber doesn't.
No. Let's see. No, I don't think it has.
I actually don't see that on there.
Yeah, I don't think it stuns. What she's going to do, though, I am going to, like, back away from this creature. The Wampa's relatively large, right? It's, like, human size.
It's human sized. Now,
yeah,
they get bigger, but
right. This is usually a juvenile, but this is like a large, incredibly large creature that just fell out of the vent.
Yes.
So she's gonna back away from it. I don't really want to shoot this thing because I hear the Ernesty and Taz's voice. But can I like pull like some boxes down as like a shield, like try to topple some of the cargo?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to take some of the boxes and kind of like pull it down so there's a barrier between me and the Wampa.
Okay.
Do I need to roll? Do you want me to roll like some athletics or something like that?
No, you can have that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to back up and just pull down the boxes.
Okay. The next friendly slot, we'll have Boo take that one.
I don't know what to do. I get ready to blow. Can I maneuver with my flash stick to get it ready?
Yeah. I mean, you could fire your flash stick if you're not moving.
All right. Gotta fire it. Everyone, okay. Close your eyes. Flash stick. Flash.
I think it's a roll, right?
Yeah, I have it under combat.
Check succeeded. Yeah, you blind the Wampa. And he starts moving around. Now he is flailing and making loud noises. But it seems that he can't see now. That brings it up to
Hale, why don't you try something?
Aren't you guys the animal wranglers?
He's blind now. I did. Can you wrestle a wampa?
So I'm stuck in a predicament where I don't really want to get physical and get close to it, but also now is the time to strike. Can I do maybe a perception check to find some netting or something to potentially hinder the wampas? I don't have anything.
Yeah, yeah. You could do. You could do a perception check.
Okay.
All right, succeeded. You can see. All right, you can see that there is on top of in the ship, like on the side, there is like a net. It is a big cartoon net that is used for wrangling loose, like an emergency wrangling loose animals.
I run over there, grab it, and try to throw it on the Wampus, who is kind of thrashing about because they're blind. And so do a, I guess, maybe athletics.
So that's a little much. You did the perception and a maneuver, so you're over by the the netting.
Yeah.
On your next turn, you'll be able to grab it and use
it.
All right. The Wampa is flailing wildly. And let's see. How many are there of you? Four? Okay. All right. All right, he flails wildly, and he's going to try and hit the closest person to him, which is Kale, and that is going to be a weapon. With the setback for being blind.
Is he like engaging?
He's in a I don't know, like failing. So he's not engaged. He's at medium distance from.
Okay.
But since he's so fast and wild, he can reach the Kale, but he misses. He does have an advantage where he knocks Kale down. So his next roll would be a setback.
So he's prone.
Kale is, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. and then we're back up at the top.
Okay. I'm going to fall down from the vents.
Okay.
And I would like to pull out, as it's been established before, that I have treats in my pocket.
You do have treats. We did establish that.
Yes. Yeah, so I'd like to pull them out to try to get him to smell it to be able to come towards me.
Okay.
So I can like try to calm him down a little bit.
All right. Roll a leadership. And the leadership will be against the Wampas. Actually don't know what it would be. Discipline. So his discipline is zero. So it'd actually be an easy check. So one difficulty.
Well, I've only got one ability. And I failed.
Okay. A threat. He does, he smells the food, and now he can, he knows where you are, and he wants the food, the treats.
Good, good. But can I position myself between him, myself, or him and Clyde and Uli, so they don't shock him even more?
Okay, so I'm going to move you this way.
Okay.
And you're over there.
All right.
Okay. The next is a friendly slot. Any one of you can take it. Maybe Kale should take it since he's close to the net.
Yeah, you got the net.
Yep.
Okay. So you got the net.
Try to throw it on top of the Wampa.
All right. So roll it. It's going to be two difficulty. And one setback, and I guess it would be athletics, unless you have a different suggestion.
That probably, I think that maybe makes the most sense.
Okay.
You said one setback and one.
So it'll be two purple and one black.
Gotcha.
All right, check succeeded. You throw the net over the Wampa. He's going to be seriously hindered for... so I'd say that's two setbacks if he tries to attack again.
Okay.
Next friendly.
You got anything, Clyde?
I can flash him again.
If you do that, I'm in the way.
I can flash him and Taz... Apparently. What do you got?
I got a gun.
Oh.
Can I take a look around and see if there's any other non-lethal weapons? Like a rabies pull or something?
What'd you call it? A rabies pull?
That's what they call it. Those big ones that they use for dogs, like around their necks. It's called a rabies pull.
What they're called?
Yeah, they're called rabies pull.
Yeah, you can do a perception to see.
Okay. Just everything normal.
Yeah.
I see nothing. I am panicking.
All right, yeah. You don't find anything. Unfortunately, there's no rabies pull on here. The net was it.
All right. Well, you guys got this hand pulled? She's asking from her pile of boxes.
Yes, I do.
Do you want me to flash him again?
No.
Perhaps you should tell him, give him a different suggestion.
Just stay.
You want me to hit him with my stick? I think this flash stick can work as a stick.
Stay back behind me. And if it's absolutely necessary, if I fail my next roll, then yes, you can flash him again.
I'm going to hit him with my stick.
Yeah, can you use your stick for melee?
This round,
sticks are melee, right?
Yeah, You can use a melee. You have to walk closer to him.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get ready to walk closer, like a maneuver.
Okay.
Like it's like a this is a tough suit. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So then let's say it's easy.
All right. So what am I rolling? Melee.
Melee one purple.
Sorry, I could never remember how to get this thing to stop.
Threats.
Melee.
Yeah, you go to hit him and you miss, and as a threat, he knocks you on your bottom as well.
I didn't get a threat.
Oh, am I looking at the wrong one then? Oh, Uli had a threat. Oh, you succeeded. Oh, yeah. You popped him.
Wait, no. I'm going to use force protection.
Okay. In order to do that, let me look at the sheet. You don't have force protection. You have heal harm.
No, under my talents.
Let me look at your talents then. Passive. Perform the force protection maneuver. Suffer one strain and commit white dice up to ranks of force protection. Increase soak by number of until beginning of next turn. Suffer one strain for every. All right, so then you have to roll a force dice.
I didn't get it.
Okay, you can spend black dice. But it's a strain, and I think there's something else that happens if you try to spend black dice. Oh, it costs a light side point.
Oh, do we need to roll for light side, dark side?
Yeah, we never really did that. You should see a button, Matt, in the chat for Destiny Pool. It says click here to roll. There you go. Where'd all those come from? Okay. So we have 6 dark side points.
So can I flip a light side?
You flip a light side. Take a strain, and the Wampa's soak will increase by 1 until the end of the turn. And who are you protecting?
The Wampa.
Okay. So, how does this happen narratively?
So, like, I see Clyde going in with the stick to hit him. And I kind of like, I hold my hand up and I kind of like put a barrier up there so he hits the barrier instead of the Wampa.
Okay. So he misses then.
Okay.
Thanks. Really? Really, Taz? Really? Creature's going crazy.
Yes, I told you not to hurt it.
Well, he's going crazy. He's got to hurt one of us.
And I told you not to hurt it.
All right, too bad.
All right, on the Wampa's turn, it does have the net, so it has 2 setbacks, but it is, since Clyde is now within reach, attack Clyde. Using its claws, 2 setbacks.
Okay.
It does three. Oh, where did Clyde go?
He's behind me.
Oh.
He tried to hide behind me.
Okay. That will make. There's two soak. 11. It's three damage to Clyde. Okay. So Clyde takes three damage from the wailing
that's,
of the wand.
That's like the most least successful roll I've ever rolled. Like, I succeeded and I'm three damaged.
Yeah. Okay, back to the top.
I'm going to claim the top one again to try to calm him down.
Okay. How?
Well, with the... he smelled the food before, right?
Yeah.
All right. When does he gain his sight back?
That's a good question. Does it say in your weapon? Temporarily blinding. I'm going to say his sight is starting to come back.
All right. Well, then slowly. I'm going to position myself between him and Clyde.
Okay.
And oh, don't worry. I'm backing up and I'm running away at this point. Yeah. I was just trying to be heroic for one hot second, and now I've learned my lesson.
And hold the food out.
Okay.
And I just use like a calming voice and just, hey, it's okay. Like, I know we impeded on your, not property, but like on your house.
Okay. The Wampa is starting to show signs of fatigue. It slowly starts moving towards you and the food.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's not a lot of food on this ship.
And he drank all the water.
And he drank all the toilet, at least the toilet water.
Yeah.
So, yes, I would like to hold out the food for him to try to... for the Wampa to, like, calm down.
Okay. Then we go to the next person. Next friendly slot.
And okay, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I was just gonna grab Clyde. So go ahead.
I try to maybe confer with Taz on potentially putting this creature in a sleeper hold somewhere between trying to stun it, so that we can, pacify it. For a period of time.
Well, I look at Kale, knowing that Kale is like wrangled animals before, like find a cage, open up a container for him to go into.
Okay, so I'll do another perception check to try to find a suitable container for the Wampa.
Okay. Okay. You see in the back, there is a cage, and the door is wide open, almost as if the Wampa had been in there originally.
Okay. Is that it for me?
I guess the perception would be your action. You can do a maneuver.
I'll maneuver towards the cage to try to maybe guide the rest of the team, or maybe call out to the rest of the team, hey, I think there's a cage over here that we can use for this creature.
Yeah, everybody hears you.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. Let's get him into the cage.
Okay.
Okay.
Then next friendly slot.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to see Clyde go down, and I'm going to jump off of my my box pile and just kind of, like, grab. I don't know how out of it he is, but I'm just going to kind of grab him around the race and, like, pull him back behind the
behind the box. I got 3 damage.
I'm going to take him and, like, kind of just drag him back out behind the boxes so that there's a clear path between Kale, Taz, and the Wampa, so they can just
get him out of there. I've been Wampa stomped.
Yeah, so I just want to, like, jump and grab him and pull him back.
Okay.
You're my hero.
No. do you need, like, is that an athletics or anything, or is that just some maneuvers?
No, I think you can do that.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going to drag him back to be behind my boxes, safety.
And then I guess, Clyde, what do? You just be dragged?
I'd be dragged. All right. I'm shook right now, man. I got Wampa stomped.
Okay, you got Wampa stomped. The Wampa is starting to relent. I guess you're holding out food in this over here in this direction, right, Taz?
Yeah.
And Kale is down this way. He's starting to he moves towards you, and now he's, like, right on top of you.
All right. Well, if it's my... Well...
Yeah, just your turn.
Yeah. Okay. I would like to kind of, like... I'm going to, like, slink by the containers, which I know it's not exactly accurate, but, like, which container is the cage?
It's in the back.
So these
two cages in the back.
Back here. Okay. All right. Then I'm going to, like... hold it out and try to get him to follow me with the food in my hands. And, like, you know how, like, getting an animal to come, you just kind of, like, lead him on as you walk back.
Okay. Yeah, he starts to follow you back towards the cage. And I imagine you are also helping Kale.
Well, I tell Kale, like, get on top of the cage. Once he's in, close it really quick.
So I let Taz kind of do most of the work. Nice. Kind of trying to stay a little bit hidden, so he's focusing on the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a little bit hidden, and you're getting over by the cage. You are ready for when the Wampa moves towards, as the Wampa gets closer and closer to the cage. Uli and Clyde, anything interesting
happening? Oh, I think I'm dying. Uli, I'm going to die.
You're not going to die. It's just a scratch. You're going to be fine. I'm sure they've got some like, stim pack or something around here.
I need a stim pack. I want to die.
Can I do a perception check to see if there's any, like, first aid kit?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you find a first aid kit. Inside is a stim pack.
Can I just give that to Clyde?
Yeah.
What is it? Or else he will not stop whining.
Yeah. Honestly, you're making more noise than the Wampa at this point.
All right. Gear. Let's see. Stim pack.
Stimmy. Right.
Can you see that? It should just be laying there. Stim pack.
Yes, I can see it. Do you want me to pick it up, or does Clyde need to pick it up?
I don't think it matters.
All right, I picked it up.
All right, and you're going to use it on him?
Yeah.
That's what you say. Heals 5 wounds. Yeah, you're completely healed now.
All right, no more damage?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to delete this stim pack. Yeah.
All right. And that brings us to... does that bring us to the Wampa? Yeah, because you guys did 2.
Yeah. I looked and I healed.
Yeah, the Wampa is maneuvering towards the food and towards the cage. Taz, you have the food. What are you doing with it?
I'm just going to take like a big handful and throw it into the cage.
All right, he follows it. He's in the cage now.
All right. Kale, can you close the cage?
Shut that thing tight and secure.
All right, now he's in jail.
All right. I would like to run back to where Clyde is and offer services to heal him.
I already been healed by
Friend. I didn't know that. I was coming back to offer to heal you. Like, I saw you take the hit. Like, it was my first thought after we got the Wampa.
Oh, your first
taken
thought.
Care of. To come back and try
I
to
don't,
heal
don't
you.
I think I didn't notice that force protection thing you did right at the last second. That really hurt.
That's not what hurt you. The Wampa is. But I came back to try to heal you from getting hit.
A little too late.
Well, yes, I didn't know that. I'm glad to know you're okay. And I'm sorry that I did that.
Okay.
But like,
you don't sound very sorry.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It sounds like a fake sorry. Fake sorry I've ever heard. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Look, right. I'm glad we're all on the same terms, but we've got much bigger issues. A Wampa. What? Why is there a Wampa on board?
I don't know. Must have been being transferred somewhere.
I thought you were the zoo expert. Is this not its native habitat?
This is definitely not its native habitat. Wow. No, nobody's native habitat. No creature's native habitat is a ship.
That's not entirely true.
What about ship rats?
Exactly.
Ship wampas. You see that What about ship rats? And you see that a plaque is on the cage. It says Wampa, and it says, in quotes, brisket.
Brisket. I wonder if that's what we should feed him. Does anyone got any brisket?
Or turn him into.
No, after I tried to heal, after I found out that Clyde is fine, I go back to check on the Wampa, and I see the sign saying brisket. Say brisket. And I can see its like ears like perk up.
Yeah. Yeah, it responds to you saying brisket.
Brisket, is that your name? Brisket?
It has a name?
Is that your purpose? Because did we get any food for this trip? Because I don't think we did. I mean, besides
we beans. Well, I mean, you did, but you gave it all to brisket.
I didn't give it.
No, I don't. I had treats in my pocket.
Okay. Yes, he says. Brisket is my name.
What?
Wampa is my game. He can talk. No.
Does it smoke cigarettes too?
Amadeus?
I can sing. No, he can't. He can't talk. But it is clear that his name is Brisket.
I'll reach into my pocket, grab a couple more treats out, and like hold them out in my hand.
And he eats them.
Now, Taz, don't be giving it too many treats.
No, hey, I know you're my boss and everything, but let me handle the animals. Okay.
All right. I'll let you do your.
You wrangle them. I don't mangle them. That's my life motto there.
Look, I think it's great that we've got now a ship wampa, but have you guys noticed that we've stopped moving?
How's the rest of the ship's functions? Oh. Everything good?
No, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, let me go to the front and see kind of where we're at from a status perspective. I kind of make my way to the front of the ship.
And then you take a look at the speedometer, and it is reading zero. You guys are not moving. And you're getting a check engine light.
Oh, no. A yellow one?
Yes, and it's flashing.
Oh, that's the worst. That's when you know
flashing,
it's bad.
I mean, if it's consistent, that's like, but if it's flashing, that means it's serious.
It's serious. You guys got the Wampa ate your ship.
We just got a coolant wrapper put in there, right? We
need another hydro hyper coupling.
Is that another what happened one? To the first one? The Wampa ate it?
How are we going to get one in the middle of space?
All we got to do is go into the vents and find out what the Wampa ate and fix it, right?
Yeah.
All right, do you want to get up there?
Taz, you've been in the vents before. It seems like your territory.
But oh, no, Taz. I'm focused on brisket now.
Oh, my God. That animal is going to be the death of us all. It's probably it got space
the death
rabies.
Of us all.
But she's not. She's fine now.
It bit me.
Yeah, after being flashed twice or once.
It needed to be flashed. It was going crazy. It would have got to eat us.
You don't know that.
Okay. Uli's going to kind of pop into one of the vent, you know, try to jump up into the vent.
Okay.
Should I do athletics?
Yeah, do athletics.
Roll.
It's easy because the vents have, go for it.
It's easy because he made the vents bigger by crawling through them already.
It's
someone
easy
already crawled through them once.
We've been up there twice.
Taz left notes behind. Don't go this way. Don't go that way.
There's big chalk arrows and like X's.
It's like Charlie and It's Always Sunny.
You're able to find the wires he was munching on and. To be honest, you can't blame them. They look delicious.
I mean, they really shouldn't make them this like rainbow floss colored.
This is the second campaign we did with Tasty Nod Wires.
Nod Wires, yeah.
Oh yeah, Brisket really did a number up here, guys. Like there's wires chomped all over the place.
Can you fix it?
I don't even know what I'm looking at.
I'm pretty sure they're color coordinated, right?
Do you know what they are?
No.
Can you find somebody who does?
Me? No. I'm focused on brisket right now.
You guys both have... Let's see. Do you have any computers? No. You do have... No. You guys both have... Nobody has computers.
Nobody does computers.
Nobody does computers or mechanics in this fucking space sci-fi book.
It sounds like you need a tinkerer.
Shut up.
Do you think we could get other Kale back? Do you think we could get him out here? Not that Cal? Far. The other Cal.
I'm sure one of you has his phone number.
We're not that far.
Cal!
Can't you guys use your fancy little comlinks?
Kale!
So Kale, you gave the phone number to them to call Cal?
I did.
Or are you going to call him?
Guys, here's his number. Can you guys call? I don't have one of those comm links.
He doesn't like me, so I'm not going to do it.
Do not tell him that Taz is here. Just keep it between us three.
Actually, tell him I got eaten by a Wampa.
He would love that.
He might really love that, yeah.
Actually, let's start off with that.
Yes. All right. I agree.
Uli sticks her hand on the vent and makes a motion to give me Clyde. Give me the comlink.
Here you go. I'm gonna go back to my book and my magazines.
She's gonna give Cal a little ring. Jingle, jingle.
Cal, go.
Hey, Cal. This is Uli. I don't know if we met earlier. I was with the Panini Queens.
Yes, the Panini Queens.
Yeah, so we've had a really rough start.
You know that Panini wasn't very good.
Yes, I know. It's really weird. Hey, listen, Taz died, eaten by a Wampa, but before he died, the Wampa...
Are you kidding me? He's dead?
Yeah. Oh,
that is the best news I've gotten all day.
Oh, I'm glad to brighten up your morning. Look, it's...
That guy was a real problem.
He really does have some issues. But before Taz died, unfortunately, his Wampa chewed through a bunch of wires on our ship. And I don't know what I'm looking at here. Is there any way I could, like, have you come out here and take a look at it, or maybe FaceTime you and, you know, get your opinion on what's going on here?
Yeah, I could maybe talk you through it if you want to send me the picture or something.
Yeah. Here, let me, I'm going to take a little picture or face, you know, start some sort of video chat or whatever.
All right. And, you set down the phone and I pop out as a little hologram. And by I mean Cal. We are different people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I see your problem. Your problem's right here. It's the wire. Yeah. It's been chewed.
Yeah, I know. It's the bizarrest thing. You didn't think a Wampa could fit in these vents, but here you go. One Wampa, one Uli.
Some kind of pygmy Wampa or what?
You know what? I didn't get a good look at it before it really tore Taz to itty bitty bits, arms and legs everywhere. It was really, really rough to see.
I really hate to laugh, but it brings me so much joy. All right. Make a mechanics check and go ahead. It's going to be normal, so two difficulty. And go ahead and get a boost for Cal. And for the love of God, succeed.
Fingers crossed, everybody. Good luck. Oh! I end up like sorting myself out and just like.
All right. Yeah. Take a strain, electricity.
Yeah. No, definitely.
Oh, that was pretty good. Yeah. No, you got close. You're going to have to try again. How about you roll again? And I have explained it better this time to the point where you get two boost dies. How about that? You like that?
Listen, man, I really appreciate it because, I
feel like you will never progress.
We're really going to be stuck here. Hey!
With that, you put it back together. You yell out to Kale, turn it. And the thing, it starts up again.
The pizza delivery.
Cal!
The pizza delivery.
Cal, you're an absolute genius. I mean, really, I don't know what you're doing at the Jedi Temple, but they're not paying you enough.
I've got a couple felonies that not a lot of people will hire.
Cal, let me tell you something. If I ever get back to Coruscant and I ever need a mechanic, I'm going to recommend you to everybody I know.
Wow, that's very kind of you, but I have a feeling you're not going to get back to Coruscant for a very long time.
Cal, do you know something I don't know?
No.
Okay.
Just a hunch.
Okay. Well, you see, you know what? I hate to say it, but you've been right on the money each time.
Well, take care.
Good luck to me, I guess. She's going to hand the comm link back to Clyde. All right, I think we're good to go.
Yup, nup.
Dup, dup. Yup, nup.
Yup,
nup.
Yup, nup.
Yup, nup. I can't. I'm not even going to think about it.
Thump, thump. Yup, nup. Ba da ba da ba, yup, nup.
Yup, nup.